them and us Tory bullies. The Tories have banned for life a leading activist allegedly responsible for mafiazo-level systematic bullying of members. Mark Clark also faces accusations of assault, blackmail and sexual harassment. The 38-year-old father of two was a central youth organizer during the 2010 and 2015 election campaigns. Supposedly, conservative leaders repeatedly ignored a series of complaints about his abusive behavior. It took the tragic death of a 21-year-old Tory activist, who Clark had apparently victimized, before HQ took action. Sadly, this story comes as no surprise. The Trade Union Congress found this year that nearly a third of workers suffer bullying at work, 72% of which was bullying by management. The Conservatives are a party of the bosses, for the bosses, union bullies. And yet the Tories have the gall to accuse trade unions, workers organizing to defend each other, of intimidation. Part of the justification for their latest anti-union laws is that strikebreakers may feel intimidated when crossing picket lines. Another example of intimidation is General Union Unite protesting near the mansions of bosses responsible for blacklisting and mass layoffs. Collectively withdrawing labor is the most effective weapon workers have to beat bullying bosses. Ensuring a strike is solid means it can be over quicker and get better results for all staff. Strike breakers may feel ashamed when crossing a picket line, and rightly so. But members of democratic unions persuading workers to fight alongside striking colleagues is one thing. Unelected managers and owners destroying entire livelihoods at a whim is quite another.